I'm so grateful to be here with you all. I also want to thank Reverend Karen for her serendipitous invitation to speak. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share my reflections with you all, because as was stated in today's reading, it is here in community that we bring alive that most primordial and original impulse, the desire to sing to the universe who we are. It's here in community that we celebrate and share our lives with each other. Gathering as a community to celebrate and share has become even more important in these times of COVID, times when it's more challenging to find ways of being together. As much as I have hated about the pandemic, I have appreciated Zoom and other platforms for making these kinds of connections more accessible. Who knows when I would have been able to visit y'all if it weren't for technology. And thank goodness for the online option, because the timing of the invitation couldn't have been more perfect. Reverend Karen and I had a good laugh at the happy coincidence that I'd be invited to speak during September's theme of embracing possibility. I say coincidence because her email request happened to come very soon after I'd been internally called to embrace a different possibility than the one I'd been planning. It was as if the timing was divinely coordinated. It's been said that if you want to make God laugh, tell her about your plans. Well, God must have been cracking up at me, because let me tell you, I had a whole 3-year color-coded step-by-step strategy mapped out. I thought my plan was rock solid, but when challenged, it proved to be more like a finely built house of cards. It collapsed at the slightest winds of change. I'm telling this story all calmly now, but I was going through it, y'all. I mean, the truth is, we're already living through a shared experience of officially the worst pandemic in US history. In addition to dealing with the continued terror against Black and brown bodies, as well as discrimination towards transgender and non-binary folks of all ethnicities. And on top of these things, I'd begun experiencing hardships that I never personally encountered. Struggles with housing and financial insecurity, abandonment and betrayal by loved ones, people close in my age getting sick, friends and family dying, both of my parents' health falling to critical conditions simultaneously. Now, as a minister, I've come to develop a certain amount of faith, but experience all of this, I felt like everything hard in life suddenly rose up to slap my faithfulness and optimism in the face. Externally, I seemed to be managing, but internally, I was beat up and bruised, angry and confused. I was worried, scared, ashamed of mistakes, and uncertain about everything. I'd lost my sense of stability. Much of my security was completely undone. Author Cynthia Oselli wrote, "For a seed to achieve its greatest expression, it must come completely undone. The shell cracks, its insides come out, and everything changes. To someone who doesn't understand growth, it would look like complete destruction." I thought I understood growth, but all I saw was destruction and chaos. My plan had been blown to pieces and my emotions were scattered all over the place. I didn't know what to do, where to start, and all I heard was mental chatter. Things like, why didn't I do such and such? And I should have never trusted such and such. And everything is my fault. And what am I going to do? And how can I fix it? And I can't do this on my own. And God, where are you? And it went on. All of the stories attached to these questions brought up emotions that seemed to compete for my attention. It was to the point of overwhelm. And as a religious professional, I had a few coping strategies up my sleeve. You know, prayer and meditation were at the top of my list. I used to practice Zen Buddhism, and that practice had taught me how to go deep inside myself and find meditative seclusion. It worked in the past, but even with Zen training, finding quiet in the midst of extreme stress is a challenge. The mental chatter had become such noise in my mind that I felt like I was trying to meditate while sitting next to a crying baby banging on pots and pans next to a construction site with barking dogs all around. It was loud and it was so unbearable. I know this may sound extreme, but has anyone else ever had that kind of experience? I mean, perhaps not with the same situations, but maybe experienced trying to meditate or pray or do that thing that soothes your soul, but noisiness of life makes inner silence seem impossible. Thank you, because I know I ain't the only one. And I don't know about y'all, but in my experiences, sometimes life can get so loud that only another sound can drown it out. Kind of like noise cancellation headphones that use another sound to mask the ambient noise. I've come to think that the same kind of thing can be applied to the noise inside one's mind. Last week asked the question, what might solitude bring? And what it brought me was the memory and magic of song. Out of the mental chatter, refusing to be quiet, came this story from the Bible about King Saul calling on a young harpist named David to soothe the evil spirits of his mind. I was reminded that likely from the beginning of time, music has had a way of transporting one's mind to a song of its destination. To arrive at peace inside myself, to reground and center, singing, humming, strumming the strings of a harp could guide my way home. But I was reminded of the song. Return again, return again. Return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again. Return to the home of your soul. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again. Return to the home of your soul. I gotta thank my sweet wife for reminding me of this song. I sung it to her in a time of need that she had, and she returned the favor to me. We sometimes need each other to remind us of lyrics, and sometimes we need community to help us listen more carefully to the vast expanse echoing that we're straining to hear. Thankfully, as Reverend Manisha's writing suggested, that our song persists. The universe sings no less because time and space wear us thin with disappointment. But you know, just like life has a way of throwing hot poop in your eyes and blinding you from seeing your way forward, it also has a way of throwing some good stuff too. Again, coincidentally, I noticed my good stuff came soon after I found my way home to my center of peace, my inner stability. They were small things, but they really felt like magic to me. There was three random, particularly perfect videos sent like divine breadcrumbs leading me to the next song from the universe. So I was logging into YouTube for I can't remember what, and the first thing I saw on my screen were the words, quote, "You are not reading this by accident. This is your confirmation!" Exclamation points. That was all that was on the screen, real big right there. I was like, I tried to brush it off because, you know, I'm still kind of in my space of solitude and not yet open to possibility. So I tried to brush it off as nothing. But when I saw that the next video was titled Singing in the Dark, which very much resonated with what my spirit was saying to me, I opened up to what if? What if this sermon has a message just for me right now? What if? So I watched the sermon and I heard so many things from my current life issues name that I knew the message was for me. Now, I ain't gonna try to preach T.D. Jakes' sermon, but when I heard him explicitly remind listeners that God's power, love's power, the universe's power, the great energy's power is an extension of ours, and God can only move if I move, work if I work, reach when I reach. When I heard all this, I felt like I was zapped with a lightning bolt to get up out of my rut and remember the power I have. T.D. Jakes started talking about the strength of ancestors and how they use song to guide them home through the dark times of slavery. And all I heard was confirmation after confirmation that I needed to learn to sing in the dark when I can't see my way. It was also affirmation that the plan I'd been holding on to, it didn't need to have such a hold over me. I'd given it so much power that I couldn't see possibility beyond it. Like a colleague, Reverend Sherry Woodbury, once wrote, I had too clear a preconceived idea of what was supposed to be and was not open to new possibilities. So I got lost in the wasteland. End quote. I believe the wasteland is the wasteland of hopelessness after a plan crumbles and life knocks you down. I believe the wasteland means it's that place of the shoulda, coulda, woulda narratives that do nothing but plagues one's minds with noise. By the end of T.D. Jakes' video sermon, I felt like I was ready to sing. I felt like fresh soil had been laid for the seeds of possibility to take root in my mind. But before I logged off YouTube, it was as if I was given a parting kiss from my experience of reclaiming my power and remembering who I am, and a song that surprisingly I had not heard before from this moment randomly played. You won't believe what it was. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. Yeah, by the time of this spontaneous worship service telling me that I am the spirit of God, my solitude had expanded from song to praise to limitless possibility. I was asking questions now like, what if songs and sermons and random messages that seem to come at the most perfect time really are the universe's way of supporting me, of supporting us? Or what if Dr. Barnwell's song really is true and we ourselves are the spirit of God, that we're all really God? What if we opened ourselves to embrace the fullness of that kind of possibility? What would that mean? To quote Reverend Sarah Lawal, quote, embracing possibility does not mean we stop short of acknowledging our own limitations, challenges, brokenness. We're still human. Possibility rises within only when we root ourselves in reality, in our truth as we understand it, and then consciously choose to move to the edges of certainty, the edges of knowing, the edges of risk, the edges of potential failure. She didn't say it, but I think she's saying faith. Embracing possibilities means we might fail. We might step in it. We might get stuff wrong. We might get hurt. We might disappoint people, people we love. Even we might disappoint each other. Embracing possibility means enduring a few wounds along the way. But that shouldn't stop us from fully living into possibility. That will be allowing fear to take over. End quote. At the beginning of this talk, I told you all that it was serendipitous to have been invited to speak on embracing possibility at a time when I just began to embrace a new possibility in my own life. What I didn't tell you is that I almost declined because I'd become uncertain of my ministry within my mess. I know that every time I'm called to speak, that the message is always for me too. This time, though, it was especially meaningful because it pushed me right on time to actively choose to not let challenge stop me from fully living into the possibility that I am still meant to do this, that regardless of setbacks, I still have time to be who and what I need to be. I don't know who else might have needed reminding of this message or help remembering who you are, but I pray that if you're hearing my voice, that you take in the truth that you are the Spirit of God. And I mean that in whatever way that most positively serves you. Perhaps someone else is dealing with noisy chatter in your mind and solitude feels too loud to grant peace. I hope this message calls you to try canceling out the chaos with the song of your heart. A song that reminds you of possibility. Before I crafted the words I'm sharing today, I meditated on what might be the single thing I want y'all to take away from our time together. And the song that we're about to hear came to mind. But in case technology tries to interfere with this song, let me tell you this in closing. You are magic. You are divine. You are all that came before you. Choose to believe in your power and find a song that grounds you in your strength. You are truly an extraordinary being.